State lawmakers and a school therapist are calling for more community resources after Rochester police handled a mental health crisis on Friday that involved a minor. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
Last week, RPD officers responded to a call about family trouble and a possible stolen car on Avenue B. There, police were informed of a 9-year-old child threatening to harm herself and others. When officers approached the girl, she became agitated. An officer handcuffed her on the ground, and another pepper sprayed her when she didn't follow multiple orders to bring her feet inside the patrol car. RPD and the city have released the body camera footage detailing the incident. State Senator Samra Brook, who chairs the Senate Committee on Mental Health, says that moments like these don't happen in a vacuum.
It takes a lot for someone to get to this point. And so how are we funding our mental health hospitals and mental health healthcare providers? And how are we reaching out to communities that aren't getting that care now?
The incident occurred in a neighborhood where more than 50% of households are in poverty, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. School therapist Thadahav Thavakumar says the child was clearly traumatized when police encountered her, and a mental health crisis team should have been called in.
This is where they could have been, you know, just keeping the child safe, but calling the emergency, you know, FIT team or mental health crisis team and say, hey, we need you to respond. Can you come?
Thavakumar says that along with mental health first responders, community resource centers that offer therapy are also greatly needed. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.